You're the one answering the door? Great. Where's his sister? Don't get the wrong idea or anything. I'm not here because I want to see you. I'm just stopping by to pick up a book I left here the other day. Told her I'd come over this afternoon, but I guess she's not around. Typical of her to bail. Do you know where she went? Really? She said she'd only be a minute, huh? Ugh, that's what she always says. And then I end up waiting an hour. Well, whatever. Not like I have anywhere to be. Since you're here, can you at least point me to my book? She told me she left it in the living room. You know, the thick pink notebook with the tab sticking out? She borrowed it when we were studying last time. So, you're just hanging out here by yourself? Don't you have, like, friends to see or errands to run or something? I'm not prying, okay? It's just weird seeing you with all this free time, that's all. Normally you're off doing whatever it is you do. My friend, your sister, always says you're super busy. Guess even you can get a break sometimes. Anyway, don't just stand there, sit down or just something. You're making the room feel awkward. So, about the book I came to get? You haven't seen it lying around? You know, thin cover, most scuffed on the edges. Your sister was supposed to leave it somewhere obvious. Oh, there it is. Finally. Good. Now I can go. Actually, she said she'd be right back, so I might as well wait a little. It's her fault for not being here on time. Don't want to have to come back a second time. Is it okay if I wait here? I mean, not like I need your permission, but, you know, courtesy and all that. So, weather's been weird lately, huh? Small talk. Not good at this stuff. Usually rely on your sister to carry the conversation. She never shuts up, so it works out. How have you been, anyway? Like, really? I know we don't talk much, but I hear bits and pieces about you. Apparently, you've been busy with some big project or job or something. That's what your sister told me. Do you want to shut up about how talented and focused you are? It's kind of annoying sometimes, but I guess good for you. Not that I admire you or anything. Don't get the wrong idea. Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, that's cool, I guess. I mean, if you're into that sort of thing. You've always been that way, though. Doing your own stuff, minding your own business, not slacking off like some people. Some of us. Never mind. I'm thirsty. Or maybe hungry. One of those. I'm gonna see if there's something in the kitchen, if that's okay. Your sister normally doesn't mind if I rummage around. Don't you dare tell me no. I'm gonna do it anyway. Oh, there's something good in here. Just these stale crackers and these... Are these fruit snacks? Whatever. Better than nothing. I'm not picky. Your sister usually has better stuff. Did you rate everything already? Figures. I'm not blaming you. I'm hungry, okay? Ugh. You're sure she'll be back soon, right? Fine. Guess I'll wait. Oh, I remember this picture. It's from your sister's birthday party. What, 3-4 years ago? You look so dumb in it. Actually, that was a fun day. You were the one who drove us all to the arcade, remember? And you let me pick the music in the car, even though we have completely different tastes. You probably hated it, but you never said anything. I appreciated that, you know, at the time. Oh, why is she taking so long? I swear your sister does this on purpose sometimes. Leaves me here with you, so no, I'm not implying anything. Just that she can be sneaky. So, you're not seeing anyone, right? Like, you don't have a girlfriend? That's what your sister said. Not that it matters to me, just out of curiosity. If you did, though, that'd be fine. I mean, I wouldn't care. It's your life, but apparently you're single, so, yeah. Why are you looking at me like that? Stop it. I'm not blushing. It's just hot in here. You always do this. You stand here all quiet and considerate. It's annoying. I wish you'd be a jerk sometimes so I could. Never mind. You know what? I am leaving. I can't stand this weird tension. I feel like I'm about to say something stupid. Like I have a huge crush on you and I had to spend my nights thinking about you or something. And no, wait. I don't like you. That's not... that came all wrong. I'm just so annoyed by you. I can't think straight. Oh my god, this is a nightmare. Please forget I said that. Forget it. You must think I'm an idiot. I was just trying so hard to not say it, but I got all flustered and... Don't you dare think I'm some desperate fangirl or something. I'm just emotional right now. Because you're always so nice and you do these small things that make me... I'm sorry. I just can't handle it anymore. You stand there with that concerned look and I feel like my heart is going to explode. I thought I could keep it to myself, but I obviously can't. This is humiliating. I wanted to keep it together. Be, you know, the cool one who doesn't care. Because that's not happening. So, yeah. I messed up. Big time. Let's just pretend I didn't say anything. Okay, we can go back to the usual banter. You can call me grumpy and I'll call you annoying and we'll forget this ever. You're not mad? You're not making fun of me? You're not even surprised, are you? Was I that obvious? I guess I've never been good at hiding how I feel. Especially not around you. Look, the truth is, I like you. A lot. More than I'm ready to deal with, honestly. I tried to convince myself it was just a random crush, something that would go away if I ignored it, but it didn't. And then every time I'd see you, I'd get these dumb butterflies and I end up lashing out because I hate feeling vulnerable. I'm sorry for yelling at you just now. You don't deserve that. You've always been kind and you have this way of making me feel safe, even if I act like I don't want your help. So, do with that information what you want. If you want to reject me, go ahead. I'll handle it. Just don't be too nice about it or I might break down crying right here. And if by some miracle you don't want to reject me, I mean, if you feel the same or want to see where this goes, then maybe we could try something. I don't know, like we could talk more or maybe go on a date. Wait, you do? You like me back? Oh my god, I was so convinced you just thought of me as your sister's bratty friend. I never imagined you might. I was so happy. This is so embarrassing, but also worth it. Well, I guess we'll both have to figure out how to break it to your sister, huh? She might freak out or tease us to no end. But I don't really care. If this is real, then I'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. I want you to know I wasn't lying when I said I felt this way for a while. The reason I get so around you is because I'm awful at handling my own feelings. You're always calm and I'm like a volcano of awkwardness. So I'm sorry if I pushed you away or gave you the wrong idea. But now that that's out there, maybe we can do this right. Go out somewhere, just us. Without my friend tagging along, which is basically never, so we'll have to plan carefully. We can keep it quiet a bit, or at least until I can talk to her. I want to make sure we do it in a way that won't blow up in our faces, you know? Wow, I feel like this huge weight is off my chest. I was convinced you'd tell me I was crazy, or you'd laugh, or something else humiliating, but you're you. Of course you'd be gentle about it. Is that her? Already? Listen, can we not tell her right now? I need to prepare a decent explanation so she doesn't lose her mind. She'll start squealing and asking a million questions, or worse, she'll scold me for not telling her first. We will tell her soon, I promise. But for now, let's just keep this between us, okay? I'm really glad this happened, no matter how embarrassing. Ha, you're finally here. What took you so long? Yeah, I did find the notebook already, though. Hey, can I come in? Yeah, we just finished hanging out, so I came to say goodbye. I mean, she did say that I could stay over if I wanted, but I don't... I don't want to be a bother to anyone. I just, you know, came to talk to you before I left. I'm sorry about how fast everything happened. I really did want to just sit down and talk to you, but I guess this is better. Damn, your room looks much more different than I saw last time. I mean, when was the last time I was in here? Well, it was a long time ago, and we weren't this close. There's a lot of things here that you like, huh? I love this place. I always loved it. It was like, you were this big inspiration for me, and there were a lot of things in here that I just knew they were so you. I've always had such a big crush on you. Do you mind if I, I'm just gonna do it. I don't know how long I've been wanting to do that for. Just get on the bed. Come on. Your body is so perfect. If we're actually doing this, we have to be really quiet. I mean, your room is so close to hers, and I was supposed to be gone already. Okay. I'll be quiet. Hey, what are you? You're gonna put your mouth down there. You can. It's fine. Just do it. I'll be quiet. I promise. Oh, God. Oh. I can't be quieter than this. Stop. Can you just fuck me? Please. Please just fuck me. Please just do this quickly so I... Yes. Take him off. Oh my God, you're so big. Holy shit. Okay, just do it. Quick. I'll try to be quiet. If I'm not quiet, just cover my mouth with your hand or something. Put it in, please. Oh God. Oh God. Oh fuck, you feel so good inside me. Yes. Do you think she heard us?